The state of Vermont is investigating an Addison County farm for violating water quality regulations after it spread manure last month that flowed directly into tributaries of Lake Champlain. The case is among several farm pollution cases now under investigation by the state. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the latest investigation was prompted by a neighbor who videotaped the extensive runoff.
Eben Markowski says you didn't need a weather forecaster to know that the bright sun and warm temperatures in mid-March would melt the snow that covered the fields near his house in Panton. But he didn't expect to see the field covered with a lake of liquid manure. He documented the scene in a short video.
March 14th, 2019, Adams Ferry Road. This field right here, you can see right there, manure was spread yesterday on top of the snow. It smells like shit right here.
Markowski then pointed his camera at a brown stream that ran under a road culvert and then toward Lake Champlain, less than a mile away.
All of that manure flushed into this water, running under the road and this current right here.
State regulations banned spreading manure after mid-December and before April 1st, precisely because wet fields and melting snow can cause pollution to run off into waterways. And farmers also don't like to waste valuable fertilizer, so there's little incentive to spread manure in the winter unless they have no place to put it. That was apparently the case in Panton. The State Agency of Agriculture gave the farm an emergency exemption because their manure pit was close to overflowing. However, the state says something clearly went wrong. Laura DiPietro is director of water quality at the Agency of Agriculture.
But one of the things that comes with any exemption that we issue is you still, no matter what, cannot have any manure run off into water. And so that's an actionable item, and that is certainly a part, based on seeing this video and us doing our site investigation, why this case is under investigation and has been referred to the Agency of Natural Resources.
Claudia Allen and her son Joe own the Allendale farm that spread the manure. In a brief interview, Claudia Allen says she did not know there was a problem and that she has not been contacted by the state.
It's beyond any of the actions of one farmer.
Eben Markowski says he does not blame individual farmers. An artist and metal worker, he grew up in Addison County and says he considers several local farmers neighbors and friends. But he argues this kind of water pollution is the inevitable consequence of large-scale, production-driven dairy farming.
What is the policy that puts us in this position, either by not regulating, by looking the other way, or by just incentivizing it and valuing that more than clean water?
Markowski says the state should have known when it granted the exemption for manure spreading what would happen as soon as it got warm.
We're spending diesel fuel to haul manure to a field to have it all washed off. This field, when you spread on top of snow, it was so evident that it is a clean sweep.
DiPietro at the Agriculture Agency says officials granted the exemption to the Allen farm because they thought it would be better to have the manure spread responsibly than to have the certain pollution from an overflowing manure pit. She says the agency granted many more exemptions this winter than normal. 67 farms and 8 certified manure applicators were allowed to spread manure on snow before the ban went into effect. During the ban, another 19 exemptions were issued. Normally, the agency gets 4 to 7 requests. She says the ag agency received 12 complaints about the spreading and referred 4 of the cases to the Agency of Natural Resources for apparent water quality violations. DiPietro says the long, harsh winter made it difficult for farmers to store manure for the full 180 days that is required.
This is particularly a challenging year, probably the most challenging year I've seen in my tenure, which was a really rainy October, snow cover starting in November, no break in snow cover, you know, all the way till now that the ban has lifted, but of course, saturated soils.
But long, snowy winters are not unusual in Vermont, says Michael Colby, an environmental activist with Regeneration Vermont. Colby used state public records law to look into water quality problems from the manure spreading. He says what happened should not be a surprise.
If snowing in November cannot be handled by our industrial dairy industry, we really need to wake up. We really need to focus on this, and we really need to transit away from this kind of confinement, concentrated animal husbandry. It's polluting our waters. It's paying farmers less than the cost of production.
Laura DiPietro says the state has developed regulations to protect water from large-scale farming operations. And she says Vermont, decades ago, was among the first states to implement a winter manure spreading ban.
And some states now that are up in the northern climate are starting to look at doing that themselves. So we're certainly way ahead of the curve of saying we should probably practice better management during these times of year.
And right up here, having just left the driveway, right over the crest of this hill, is Lake Champlain.
Back in Panton, Evan Markowski takes me on a quick tour around farm fields and toward the Lake Champlain shoreline. One of his videos from March shows brown water rushing off the land into Button Bay. Framed by the Adirondack Mountains, the lake here looks stunningly beautiful. But Markowski says in the summer, Button Bay is often closed to swimming because of toxic algae blooms fed by farm runoff.
Our tourists, the guests to our state, who are staying at Button Bay, they're so hot or they're here for the lake experience that they're willing to, through their ignorance, jump into green pea soup and take that risk. And I think that's not a good reflection on Vermont.
As we drive, Markowski points out several fields where herbicides are applied to cover crops and patches of woodland were leveled to grow more corn, to feed more cows, to produce more milk. Vermont, he says, needs to find a better way to practice agriculture. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.